Separate Philip and Hanukkah. I guess it's appropriate. But I guess if people talk about at least playing Kvetlot, we should talk about the Indian and Masachet Bakuvia. We'll go through different svaris in the day. We'll bring out the sugyas of places, Rabbeinu Tam Shita. But let's start. Kidu, everyone knows, is the Mishnah says, is a Makloikis Tanakamu. Maybe Makloik Tanakamu of Yehudo, but Masachet Bakuvia, the apostle. Which is Elena Psula Masachet Bakuvia, that's one example, Makhech Yainim. And the Buddha says, no, Bisman Chain and Umnis Elohu, Aviyeshlam Umnish Lahu, Shem. They have other Umnis, it's not a problem. Yehuda doesn't have a problem with Masachet Bakuvia. Tanakama does. What's the story of the Tanakama? It's Makhech in the Gemara. Rabbi Bacham holds that the reason why the Tanakam has a problem with Masachet Bakuvia is because it's Asmachta. And Asmachta is a form of Gezel, so merely it's Postulatus. And if Sheshis argues and Sheshis says, no, Masachet Bakuvia is not Asmachta, and the reason why it's a problem is because Einasu can be Yeshuvu Shalaylam. They're not working for a living, they're not doing anything, they're not doing productive, they're doing nothing. So merely Einasu can be Yeshuvu Shalaylam, the Postulatus. It's garnish. Alright. What's the reason? Kumtois, well, we have to focus on the Rav Sheshis. Kumtois, Rav Sheshis holds it's not an Asmachta. So why isn't it an Asmachta? Why isn't Masachet Bakuvia an Asmachta? So that Rashi has the Svaro, at least the way Tais explains Rashi, is because it's totally out of someone's control. It's Labi Yodel Klal. A person's going to Midas, he knows it's, he's not in control. Even though he thinks, I know, Yidana Benuk Shetfei, but that's Faisa is not considered knowing anything. He realizes it's 99% out of his control, and that's Mamele's Gama Badas. He went into it, I guess, to have the fun or whatever it is, and Mamele, he's going Badas. When is Asmachtali Rashi? Only if it's Biyodo, but Mikzah, so then he thinks he's relying on the fact that he could do it, and he ended up not being able to do it. Mamele, he's like Gama Badaita. But it's only that Biyodo, Klav Rashi holds it's not a problem. Rabbi Tam argues with Rashi in the Gemara of Yain Zal Shafot. I hold that faket, the more something is love v'yodoi, the more of an asmachta it should be. And therefore, that can't be pshat. So what is pshat? Zakra ben Otam, pshat is. Yeah, Zakra ben Otam, pshat is. Anusvara, agav devoy l'mikni gomo makni. Because a person goes into this bet, into this gamble, he has a chance to win. So he's willing to give up and he must guide himself, but he loses on the tzad that he might win. He might lose a dollar, he might win a dollar. So I go to boy the mikni that dollar, Gomor Makni is willing to mimskaib himself and give up that dollar. So this gemir is das. I mean, it's bad saying it should have been asmakta. And it should be a chesoni gemir is das. But because we have a new svara, I go to boy the mikni, Gomor Makni, that overrides all problems of asmakta. That's much better than Gansin. Alright, that's the svara of Rabbeinu Tam. What would be Rabbi Isai if a person takes a gamble, takes a bet, and the odds are tilted a bit? So let's say 2-1 gamble, we'll take a bet, it's not shovel b'shovel, what would be b'chai gavna? Do we have the svara of Rashi and Taisis or not? How does it work? If Bishlam like Rashi, it's Pasha that's going to work. The same svara of Rashi, something that's lav b'yodei klal. Avadas, it's lav b'yodei klal. Who cares if it's staked, it's 2-1. Okay, big deal, but the Maisit person still, it's lav b'yodei klal, and he's gomo makni. But later we're on time that the svara is agav d'boi l'mikni and gomo makni. So agav d'boi l'mikni, $1, I'm willing to be gomo makni, $2. I'm willing to describe myself more than I have the opportunity to win. It's not a fair ground. It's not shava b'shava. So maybe Rabbeinu Tam's svara does not apply. And we're going to see. Let's go just through this, and we'll see that it's there are a number of sources to support this. All right. Taisis in Bava Metzia in Dalim and Aleph asks on Rabbeinu Tam a gevalda kakasha that if you're right, Rabbeinu Tam, that it's a svara of agav d'boi l'mikni goma makni. So how come the Gemara in Mem Ches on the Beis by Avoyni Yigoin says it's asmachta? If a person puts down a deposit on an item, he has $5, and if I'm chayzadi, you can keep the deposit, and if you're chayzad b'chah, echol l'chah avoyncha, you'll double the deposit. And shayt in the Gemara that's going to look like Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi holds that asmachta, that Rav Yossi holds that asmachta is kanyo. Rav Yossi holds that Rav Yudah asmachta is lam kanyo, and it's not going to work. And if Rav Yudah says, you know, kain elu neged mamayin, neged avoyna, it won't work. You can't double his money. You can't have because that's a problem of us matter. In fact, Taisa says, if Rabbi Natan would be right, if Rabbi Natan would be right, and Agav the Boy Lomitin Goma Makni takes care of a problem of us matter, so the Divai Vaini Yikon, you also, it's Agav the Boy Lomitin Goma Makni, I'm willing to give up my $5 deposit. Because on the side that you're going to back out, you're going to double my deposit. You're going to give me more than my $5. You're going to give me another $5. So I going in for $5, and you're going in $5 on top of my deposit. So it's a fair $5 against $5. It's a fair deal. I got to buy the mikneh, got my mikneh. But how it should work, so how come the Gemara is mavua that it does not work? What's going on?
So how come it doesn't work? As I frektoy says, a bomb kasha on Rabbeinu Tam, and hopefully we'll address this kasha with a number of terutzim today. You know, see nafkaminis between the terutzim. But this is the kasha of Taisis. What happened to Avoyni Yikoin over there, L'chari Shev, the Sarav, Agav, the Boy, L'mikni, Goma, Makni? The Maritats, in his Chodush on the back of Bama Metzia, in the back of his Shuvis, on Amud Chof Aleph, Amud Gimel, I think it is, the Maritats over there, is Medaik and Taisis. Taisis asks from Ravoni Yikoin. Why didn't Taisis ask from all the kids outside? Let's say, Imoive Velaavid, Hashalom Alpha Zuzi. The Gemara says it's Asmachta. What's Asmachta? L'chayra, the worker, is taking on such an achrayis because he wants to profit. He wants to be able to have a job today. So because he wants to land this job, he's willing to be mischayv himself that if he batches on this job, he'll cover for the losses of the Balabayas. Agav Deboy Lumikni, Gamma Makni. L'chayra should have that svara. What's going on? And then he says, Menei Bey, Taisa has to go, Lachma Richa, he has to run to Avani. You can Menei Bey in the Sugya Yain Zol Shafet. The person who's Makabla Achrayis, and if he doesn't get the wine, then he's going to pay for the loss, the hefsid of what he could have profited, with the Balabais, the Meshaleh could have profited. L'chayr Miloy Askinen Zakta Maritas, that the Shliach is getting paid for his service. So, L'chayr, he was Mischayiv himself, Kedei to land his job. So Agav Deboy Lemikni, he wants to have that anah of getting that Schriyas Poyelim to have that job. So he's willing to buy Agav Deboy Lemikni, Gomma Makti, he's willing to be a Maktim, he must chive himself for the hefset that the Balabais will have. So how come over there we don't have the Svara of Agav Deboy Lemikni? How come the Gemara says it's a problem of a Smakta because it's Lav B'yodai? What's going on? Zakta Maritas, the Sisoid Vaistoisin Rabbeinu Tam, that the Svara of Agav Deboy Lemikni, Gomma Makni only works when it's Shava B'Shava. If it's a dollar for a dollar, like Avoni Yikoin, that's going to work. But Yain was Oshofet, that I'm getting paid, let's say $10 for my job, and I could be out $100 for your loss of what you could have profited, or by Shalom Alpha Zuzi, you're getting me paid for the job, but you're going to be Mechai me Alpha Zuzi if I don't Zareh the Sod, if I don't take care of the Sod, what's going on? I stand to lose much more than I stand to gain. So it's not a fair deal, it's not an even deal. Memele Zakta Maritas Bechai Gavna, when things are not even, it does not pass the Svara of Agav the way of Likni Goma Makni.
Why does the Gemara have to say, by not Alpha Zuzi? You pay just the
hefset
that it's beyodic. So look, over here, you're going to have the
svara
of
Rabbeinu Tam. They still don't have it, because even if it's not Shavah, I getting paid $5 for the day.
No, I'm not talking about yain.
I'm going to get paid $5 for the day. Right? I'm going to get a quarter of the profits of the fruit, and you stand to get three quarters of the profits. If he loofes, I'm going to pay you bishavah, so that's three quarters of the profit, and I only get one quarter of the profit. Right? So I'm standing to gain much less than you, I'm standing to lose. I'm a male, you don't have the svara. I've got the boil mikni, I'm a makni. As I said, Maritats, you say God, that means come twice. If you want to know b'mesachik b'kuvya, the val according to Maritats, it's not, if you're going with Rabbeinu Tam svara, it's not going to work when the stakes are not even. As they tie it to Maritats. Exactly, yeah. All right, that's Maritats' diakintoisis. But truth be told, that's the first Rabbeinu Tam. But Taisa then goes on and continues, and Taisa has another Rabbeinu Tam, or almost another Rabbeinu Tam. It's Inilina Baisina, but it's a slightly different nuance. Rabbeinu Tam himself addresses the problem with Ravoni Yikoin, and Rabbeinu Tam says, the only time you have a Surah, Agav Deboy Lemikni Goma Makni, is if that's what you went in to profit, and you went in to lose. So, Meila, Agav Deboy Lemikni Goma Makni. But let's say, but the case of Ravoni Yikoin, Zok Rabbeinu Tam, I'm not going in to try to profit that you should back out and I should get double my deposit, or you're going in that I should back out and I should lose my deposit. That's not why you're going into the deal. We're going into the deal because we wanted to consummate the deal. I want to buy and you want to sell. Hayyosau Ikka Kavon is for the deal. And just Agav, if either one back out, Memelu will be penalized. But Chagav, you don't have the Sar Agad the Bell Mikne Gomma Makni. I say Zok Taisis. The Taisis doesn't sell to Shidduchim. 1 second. This Taisis over here doesn't sell to Shidduchim. We're going to get to Shidduchim shortly. And if you look in the Sefer HaYosher, Sefer HaYosher brings in Reishkov, brings out this Svara a bit better. And he says, like sort of like this is the problem, he says, you know, if there's only two choices, win or lose, to do or die, so Mamela, yes, I went in the Agav the Boyle Mikni, Gomo Makni. But if I have three choices, the Mekach, or backing out, you, or me backing out, so, but there's that middle choice, which is the real choice, the choice which we want, is to go through with the Mekach, so Mamela, you don't have to say Agav the Boyle Mikni, Gomo Makni, we're trying to do something else, only being Lahas Mech Dvarav Zaktaisis. We're not coming to profit, Mamela, you don't have to say Agav the Boyle Mikni, Gomo Makni. In a gamble, it's either I win or you win. Oh, Mamela, that's the way it is. So Mamela, we're going in with that Kavano. Now, I feel, obviously, even if you'll have a draw, a tie, and no one will win, I still think, the proud is, we're still going, I'm trying to win, and you're trying to win. We're not trying to do a third thing. We're not trying to do a draw. We're trying to do either I win or you win. Mele, you're the sort of Agav Dabayel Mikne Gama Makne. Mele, if you learn like that, Rabbeinu Tam, then I'm not so sure anymore that if the stakes are tilted, that it's good. I'm not so sure anymore that it's not going to work. Bishlomo at the beginning, the bets of my kavana was to go through with the deal. And now there's a zaitikas for Yainzel Shofet to go through with the shlichas, or Evivalav to go through with plowing the soda. And there's zaitikas achin. Fine, so we could talk about Agav Dabayel Mikne Goma Makni. But over here, means, let me say it better. In the first shlav of Toysis, that Toysis had a broad Agav Dabayel Mikne Goma Makni. I mean, just that, yes, I'm willing to take losses if I could also equally gain, so I could hear that it has to be something equal. I mean, that wasn't my kavan. I'm trying to do something else. So yes, it has to be equal. If it's not equal, then I'm not willing to do it. Mashenken, if you know Lahedya, that the guy is going in to gamble, he's going into profit, and he doesn't mind taking on these odds. He doesn't mind taking on a 2-1 for whatever reason. He still wants to go in, to profit. So maybe B'chai Gamda, we would still have the Torah, Agav Dabayel Mikne Goma Makni, even if it's not fair. That's what he accepted upon himself. He wants to go into such a deal. So Memela could be that the whole Maritatz is not Neged. The whole Maritatz is only in the, I don't know if it's a Havim Taisis, but the first Shlav in Taisis, like the second Shlav of Taisis, I don't know if it's a Maskona, but that the way Taisis ends up, in that Shlav of Taisis, L'chayra, it's possible, at least, that the Miratatza Sora is not applicable. Lamai says there's a third pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. There's a Mordechai in Bava Metzia and Shunchav Gimel and Gais Maimoni and Mechira Perak Yer Aleph Ischez. They say lehedge in Rabbeinu Tam like the Maritatz. The lashon is, they say it twice. The lashon is that it works when you gamble. The reason why Mzaka Bekuvia works, why, is Neisnin Zeh Keneged Zeh. Each one stands to profit. Vizeh kozeh, and each one is giving the same amount as the other person. It's dafke vizeh kozeh, and he said the Chazir ben Nochem a few lines later, it has to be dafke zeh kozeh. If it's equal amounts, then we're going to have the Svara of Agav Dabayel Mikne Goma Makni. If it's not equal amounts, we won't have that Svara. Which is a chayr again, like the Maritatz. And you're going to see, shortly, you're going to see that Be'etim, it's a mafush gemara that has to be equal amounts, like the Mordechai and the Gois Maimoni. But anyway, they have a pshat, they have a whole different understanding of Rabbeinu Tam. Their understanding of Rabbeinu Tam is that Be'etim, the sugya of Asmacht is called the sugya of Guzma. Guzma means I'm giving too much, something shalai kedin, I shouldn't have had to do. That's guzma. And they hold that the svar of Agav Dabayel Mikne Goma Makni takes care of guzma. Not that Agav Dabayel Mikne is a blank check that makes gemiras das and takes care of problems. No, it's miyuchad to a problem called guzma. Whenever you have a problem called guzma, Agav Dabayel Mikne Goma Makni takes care of that problem. It's not a guzma. I'm doing it for this. I'm not doing it for this. I stand to gain just as much as I stand to lose. It's not a guzma. It's a real deal. It makes sense. It's not for nothing. It's not exaggerated. It's a real deal. That's how they understood the sugya of Asmacht, and that's how they understand Rabbeinu Tam. In fact, they even fear ois, just grab that. They fear ois that you need guzma and biyodai. In order to Asmacht to work, it has to be biyodai and loigozim. They need both. Because they're in that realm, that you still need biyodai just to have a problem of guzma, and Mesachah Bekuvya, Agav Dabayel Mikne Goma Makni, takes care of this problem of guzma. I, Mesachah Bekuvya, is not biyadai. So what they mean to say is biyadai means it's in your control, the Rebbeinu Shlom's control, and not biyad acherim. Means they're coming to Lofuka Yayim Bazal Shavit that's Talabiyadas HaMechrim, so the Chagavit is not going to work. But as long as the parties are sort of in control, and it's not a guzman, why? Because I get the one to make them gama makdik, because it's equal, so Memela they don't have a problem. That's how they're saying it in Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, we're going to get, one second. That's how they say it in Rabbeinu Tam. In fact, so like them, it's Pashat Lechay, it has to be equal amounts, because it's the Mida that I'm giving more. Then it's now that chilek is a guzma. If you're only giving mechayv yourself a dollar, I'm just giving myself $2. So that extra dollar is a guzma. So it's not going to work. So like them, if the sugi is only a guzma dika sugya, so nechanami it has to be the same amount.
I'm not sure what you mean by 2 to 1, where it's not really not fair.
Let's say let's talk about right now when it's not fair. When it's not fair, right? We're going to get to it. Right. Well, right. Correct. Correct. We'll get to it.
Now, same price.
Yeah, what he just said. Yeah, we're going to get to it. Yeah. And how? What do they do with the sugya of Avayna Yikoin? They have a novel pshat in the sugya. Whole different pshat in the sugya. Mamish, not like the Rishonim, Rashi or Fanot. They hold faked. They have a raya from the sugya of Avayna Yikoin. Why? They understood that Avayna Yikoin, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Avayna Yikoin is kind of connected Ma'isov. Is not... Why is he kind of connected? Not because the deal was a done deal, like Rashi learns, whatever, it's a Mecca, because on that chelek. No, the deal wasn't a done deal. And the reason why Avayna Yikoin is kind of connected to Moisov is because Asmachta B'chai Gavne is kind of, because it's not a guzma. And why isn't it a guzma? Because since I stood to lose my deposit, then if you back out, you're going to have to carry through connected my deposit and give me back my deposit. Not like the Rishonim. You're going to give me back my $5 I put down as a deposit, and you're also going to give me $5 worth of the chayfetz. I'm going to be kind of connected ma'isav, and that's not going to be asmachta, because it's a fair deal. Because I stood to lose $5, so I have a right to stand to gain for $5. I, Rabbi Yaisi, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaisi holds, Echba l'cha avoincha, that's mitzad asmachta, as Rabbi Yaisi lishita say, because Echba l'cha avoincha is not a fair deal. Echba l'cha avoincha, like that, means that you gave a $5 deposit, and if you back out, you forfeit the deposit, and if I back out, I'll, besides giving you back your deposit, I'll also get double your deposit. I'll give you $10 worth of the chevetz. Oh, so I'm going to give you $10, I stand to lose $10, when you only stood to lose $5, that's taka asmachta, because it's not a fair deal. That's a guzma. I'm giving you more than you're prepared to give me. So that's not agadubay l'miknegom ha'makti. But I think that like them, not only is that a kasha from Rav Nigan, it's a raya from their interpretation of the sugya of Rav Nigan, and they have a mfusha gemara in Rav Nigan that if it's not a fair deal, if it's not dollar for dollar, it's not going to be a problem. You don't have the swara of agadubay l'miknegom ha'makti. Comes to the Ramah, the Ramah is mamsi a new pshat to answer up Rav Nigan. The Ramah says, if he brings down Rabbeinu Tam Shita, Vaga Devoy Lemikni, Gomor Makni, in Sif Yud Gimel, he says, you should know, this is Davka B'she'ein B'yodon, only when it's not B'yodon. But something which is yet B'yodon is yet going to be a problem, like we see by Avayna Yikoin in Sif Yud Aleph. Isaiah Zakhtar Amor. V'nahapichu. He takes the whole Mordechai and turns him upside down. Like faket, the whole Svarah Rabbeinu Tam is only when it's not biyodai. You know where that's coming from? Why biyodai should be worse? It's against every single rishon in the entire siman. I mean, they already point out that this is not like any shita here. Turns it like, because we're always working the other way around. No, it's punked this way around, and the whole Svarah Rabbeinu Tam is only going to work when it's la biyodai. When something biyodai is not going to work, and that's the Svarah, and that's the sugya, and that's the teretz of Avayna Yikoin, why it's a problem, because Avayna Yikoin was biyodam. Oh, if it's biyodam, it's going to be a problem. Now the problem is, where did Amor get this? So you look in the document, he says he got it from this Mordechai. You look in the Mordechai, he said, punk faket. Mordechai says, lahed you faket. Faket, there's a raya from Avayna Yikoin, and he touches up, what I'm telling you. Pelu, I don't know, he had a different gears in the Mordechai, I'm not sure how he learned the Mordechai differently. It's a Mordechai, I guess, mamish faket from the Ramah. I'll even take it to the next step. It was Moira. What about Shaduchim? The Taisus is in Samach Vav. Kanash Oisim B'Shaduchim. That anyone who backs out is going to be penalized. Tanoim, they make Tanoim. Anyone who backs out is going to be penalized. So, Lechaira, Shaduchim should be a nafkamina between the Pshatim, Lamashal. If you learn like Rashi, If it has to be lav biyadai, this is biyadai. So, okay, maybe this is the other chin. I mean, this is totally biyadai. You have to know, because who pays the knas, the parents, who's backing out the child. So I don't know if it's totally biyad the parents. But all right, we'll swallow that for a moment. What? Who? Of avis. If the kid does it, so I'll say avis shaboy. Maybe this is marked on the avis.
This is a class.
Only
if the parents back out.
Oh, only if the parents back out? I don't think so. No way. No way. No way. Hey, otherwise, if my only chacham takanta, maybe time the child backed out, the parents backed out.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. The parents, no, every the child backed out. Huh?
For the kids. That can't be an olive on your side. If you,
maybe we could talk about it. Okay, but the ma'aseh is if you learn like the Mordechai Nagois Maimini Avad, it's not a problem because the Agav the Boil Mikne Gomel Makni, it's a fair deal, Dalav Adal. In fact, that's why the Mordechai and the Nagois Maimini Fearois, by Shadokim, that's how it works. Agav the Boil Mikne Gomel Makni. If you learn like Toises is Rabbeinu Tam, that when you're doing Lahas Mechazvora, but the Ikka Matar is to go through with the deal, then you don't have the Tzoragah of the Boil Megdom HaMakni, then by Shadukim you're not going to have the Tzoragah of the Boil Megdom HaMakni. So Lechai, it should be totally on these Terutzim if it passes by Shadukim. Now, if you learn like the Ramah, that the Ramah somehow created a new Rabbeinu Tam, that the whole Svar only works when it's Lav B'yodai, then for sure it's not going to work by Shadukim, because Shadukim is B'yodai. That's how the context that the Rishonim learned, that Shadukim is B'yodai. So if it's B'yodai, it's not going to work like the Ramah. And that Gois Mordechai and the Gois Maimini and the Mordechai Zeled, it does work by Shadukim. So it's clearly not like the Ramah. The Ramah is plugging into Mordechai that it's because it's only when it's Lav B'yadai, Faket, they say it works by Shadukim too. And Shadukim is B'yadai. Halamai, you see Faket from the Ramah. Mamisha Pella, Tmua, the Ramah, where is he coming from? All right, let's take it, just move on to show you different angles about this Sugya. Really, the sugi is a major sugi in Ainoa as well. We have a concept of a person's meichel Ainoa, layada de mochel, it doesn't work. You can't be meichel. What you don't know is a davishin lakit, so whatever the svaris might be, but it doesn't work. What happens if I sell you an item? And right now, one of the stores in town has a similar thing, that sign just went up. You know, we're meichel each other. If you get ripped off, you're meichel me. If I get ripped off, I'm meichel you. Shava b'shava, we're meichel each other. Agav the boy and the mikne gama makne. Does that svara work by, you know? And really, Rabbi says a dozen or more g'dayle ha'paiskim, tshuvis, that discuss the shaila. But I just want to start off with a free edikah, which is a Radvaz. The Radvaz in Chela Aleph, Tof Lam and Ches, has the famous story the Pesukei Tshuva brings down, is that if we went into the deal, we're both meichel each other up to ishtos. I'm meichel you on ishtos, you meichel me on ishtos, and v'nimtza, that it came out a drop more than ishtos. Let's say the item was $60, and we'll meichel each other up to ishtos, and it came out $75. So that's a drop more than ishtos. So kleter advaz, but really ishtos would be $72. So it's $3 more than ishtos. Kleter advaz, hey, yes, we already meichel ishtos. Maybe that extra $3 is now pachus mishtos, which should bleib b'machila. Oh no, now it turned into one big yes of ishtos and should be mevatel the mekhel. That's a advaz, it's chakira, it's not for now. But at least homies, you see mefurish in the advaz, that the mechila that they both parties did on ishtos work. Because I was meichel you ishtos, and you meichel me ishtos, it works. Agav the boy and mikni, go ma'amakni. And the Ravaz got this. Sorry?
They made a kinyan?
Yeah, I took the chavitz. That is the kinyan. And I paid you the money, I did both. And Gradin the Radvaz and Chelek Dalav Ein Reish also says such a swara that you have Agav the boy and mikni, go ma'amakni by you know. It works like Agav the boy and mikni, go ma'amakni. So first of all, you see that he applies these type of swaras. Many akhren, the Taz, many akhren apply this type of swara by you know as well. So if it's, let's say, Gois Maimonis and Mordechai Dikasugi, that it's only by Guzmo Yeshuladin, if we could plug that in to Ainoa or not, maybe it's the same type of Asara, maybe. If you learn like the Taisis is beer, that if the Matar is to go through with the deal, you don't have the Asara, then there too, the Matar is to go through a deal for the right price. We're not trying to gamble, and I'm hoping to profit, and you're hoping to profit. No, we're trying to get the right price, but we're only human, we understand that we might make errors, so we're linked to Agav the way and then go on marketing. So hey, you wouldn't have the Taisis as far as well. Sorry?
The deal is to make the deal go through. The deal went too early. The
deal is
designed to
the deal.
Which is better or worse? What are you saying? I don't know, but it's not the same.
All right.
It's not the same thing. We're making the sale go to make the deal go through.
Okay. We're making the sale. The sale happens.
We're making
right
the sale. Sale happen. Now we're making Zaytika tonight.
So copy that Zaytika tonight. Okay, maybe. So maybe you want to say copy that Zaytika tonight. It is Agas Avon, like Tengamar. Yeah, but we're still hoping that it does it. We're trying to do it to take Mekai, but we're trying to do it to Mekai the deal.
It's not to make this deal happen.
It is. Why?
Because you're scared you can get ripped off.
Now, depending, even by Shtus, maybe the deal is kind of anyway, so maybe. Okay, but the place can say even by Yosem Shtus, so I need it for the deal too. Okay, we'll talk about it. That's not for now. All right. But what I want to bring out, Rabbi, is a diktuk. I'm getting petty, but it's a diktuk in the Radvaz, is that Zozain, I'm giving up Ishtus and you're giving up Ishtus, so it seems to the human eye that it's Shava B'Shava, but it's really not. Because let's say the item is $60, and you're Meichel Ishtus, I'm the seller, you're the buyer, so you're Meichel Ishtus if I overcharge you. It means if I charge you $72, you're Meichel, that's Ishtus of the 60, that's $12 difference. And also, I'm Meichel you if I get underpaid. Underpaid Ishtus of 60, Ishtus Mei is less than 10. If you want to say Ishtus Mekach is 10, you can get up to 50. But I'm only going to be on the line for $10, nothing more. And you're on the line for $12. And yet the Radvaz says it works. So you see that even if it's not Mamish Skumim Shavah, you can say maybe conceptually it's Shavah, it's Ishtus for Ishtus. But Lamaisa, dollar for dollar, it's not Shava. It's 12 against 10 tops. It's really 11 because Shtus Mois is even less than 10. Shtus Mois would come out to be, let's say, 51 and change. It's 8 and change.
Yeah,
it's not. Only klapi the Shtus Mekach, not klapi Shtus Mois. Klapi Shtus Mois is not equal.
We're always handling what you're getting and what you're losing. You don't have to handle.
All right, fine. Anyway, okay, fine. Let's move on, Rabbi. I have a few more things to discuss. The Olam was Moira, excuse me, you're Moira, that it's Yitachain, that this whole Shiloh, when it's not Shava B'Shava, is a problem, like the Maritats and the Mordechai and Gois Maimini, is only when it's not fear. But what happens if the odds attack as such? It's a 2-to-1 gamble. And when you go to these poker places, they have their odds and they're staked. There's a real risk. If you ask an actuary, they'll tell you what the risk, the odds are. If it's a fear deal, if it's a fear gamble, then even if it's 2-to-1, one could argue that even the Mordechai and Grace Maimon would be like that. What's the problem? Because it's a guzma. It's not a guzma. 2-to-1, forget if it would be 1-to-1, it would be a guzma. Because the odds are staked in your favor. If it's 2-to-1, that makes it fear. And every casino, by the way, the odds are always staked in favor of the casino, of the house. So it would come out that basically all those deals are always no good. Because it's always the odds. They actually, that's how they're in business. They always make money. Is over time, you'll win a few, but in the long run, you're going to lose more than you're going to win because the odds are staked against you. So that would not be fair. And B'chai Gavna, that maybe that's a good, okay, maybe it's so negligible it doesn't count, but at least when it's 2-to-1 and it's fair according to the odds, maybe that there'll be murder, that should also work. All right, let's move on. There's another Svara, B'chutz from Rashi, B'chutz from Tosis, there's another Svara why Mesachah B'kuvya would work. And that is Tosis and Samach Vav. Tosis Samach Vav says by Shiduchim, when they back out, the reason why the Knosses go through, Ay L'Choritz Asmachto, Zaktais is, K'nash Yorisim B'Shaduchim Ma'ani, why, Afilu L'Kanu B'Bezen, Kajav Kevin She'Noigin B'Kola, Eilam, since it's already a minig in the ganze Welt, Midi Davas Atumta, that it works. And the Erech Shai and Simukha Vav Siv Gimel points out that the Lashon HaTayza Kol Olam is just shtickle lav davka, it's dramatizing the event. You don't need Kol Olam, that doesn't have to be a minig also in India. As long as in the ear that you're in the place that you're in, that is the minig. We go past the minig al makom. If that is a minig, then it's going to work. So people who gamble in, what is it called? Atlantic City. In Atlantic City, over there, the minig is that they gamble and they keep to the deal, so it's going to work. The minig is that it's koina. So B'chai Gavna, when there's a minig to be koina, it's going to work. I was saving weiter. I once saw this. I didn't have time to look it up. Now, I think it's from Rabbi Yosef Engel or Marash Engel. I don't know. If anyone finds it, let me know. Angel, maybe, with the Zayin, maybe. I'm not sure. Who, when he brings out Taisis, he points out a very important yesod. The minig is not that they make knosses by shaduchim. The minig is that when they back out of the shaduchim, they pay those knosses. To make the knosses chachila is no kunz. It's to carry through is the kunz. If the minig is to fight later on, that's not a minig. They have deposits in the contracts and people back out. So every contract come out has a deposit on the house. That's very nice. And, it's a minig, everyone writes it. Yeah, but I can tell you that the minig is to fight about it afterwards. So that's not a minig to keep to the contract, to keep that deposit. You can't use the minig b'chai gavna. A minig has to be that we talk to go through with it. Oh, but at least b'chai gavna in gambling, that is the minig, and people go through with it. The mail out's the minig shabbat, it's going to work. What about a Chinese auction? Let's say you have a Chinese auction. All these moises make Chinese auctions. Or sorry? And tzedakah makes different for different mitzvahs. Yeah. Different.
Okay.
Let's say your part. We'll talk about it. Let's say it's a Chinese auction for profit. We'll make it simple. Okay. We'll get out of the whole tzedakah shaila because from them giving it. Okay. They need to give it in order to make the tzedakah. Okay. We'll talk about. But a regular Chinese auction for profit. New York Lottery. That's not a Chinese auction. But let's say a Chinese auction for profit. B'chai gavna. In the Svara of Rabbeinu Tam, Agav Dvoyel Miknan Goma Makti, one could argue that it's not Agav Dvoyel Miknan Goma Makti between me and you, because I'm not competing against you. The 1,000 people put in the tickets are not competing against each other. But I would say that you could still have the Svara mitzad the Naisim, mitzad the Maisid. I'm competing against the Maisid. If my number is the right number, they're going to give me the prize. If my number is the wrong number, they won't give me the prize. And the Maisid is making a million of those deals for every single person who put in a ticket. So you have a million agav dvoyel miknan goma makti. No, boss, they're giving me a microwave which is worth more than my $1 ticket. So that we're going to have a problem. It's not shava b'shava. And if you're going to use the odds, it's faket. It's taked mamish the other way. So we have a shtiko problem there. Maybe then I'll set your neck another sora. But mitzad the minig, avad you're going to still have mitzad the minig. If the minig is to go through with it, and that is the minig, then it's going to work. Provided they keep to the minig. If they do things that are not backed by the minig, which almost every single raffle has its share of problems, and maybe that's the minig, that they have problems in the raffles, and that's now the minig to go through with it, even with their problems, fine, I hear, beseda. But I have a whole different svara l'chayr, why a Chinese auction should work, and that's the Raman Sifri Gimel. The Raman says, if I'm misguided myself to give $100 to Reuven, if he's alive, and if he's not alive, to his Yorshim, so Dr. Mod, that's not a smachta, because benkach, I'm zikr giving up the $100. It means I had gemir's das on $100. The chai just to whom? But I'm giving it up lechlutin. Every Chinese auction, the microwave is gone. The mois is not going to be left with the microwave. It's a goner. They're giving it to somebody. The question is just who wins the ticket, who wins the raffle. But that's a goner. So hey yois, that's a goner. There is gemiris das mitzad the moisid and mitzad the noisnim mitzad the loichim as well. They bought tickets. The dollar that they paid for the ticket is over. They'll never get back that dollar. Even if they win the microwave, they're not getting back that dollar. It's not like when we gamble dollar for dollar that if I win the pots, I get back my dollar. The dollar that I got is gone. If it's gone, so I had gemir's das, I kissed it goodbye, it's over. So I had gemir's das on that dollar no matter what. But if you're raffling past, split the pot, let's say, so then we could talk about it. If I'm getting punked the money back in the pot, so, and I'm only getting half of it, so if then I'm only getting half of my dollar, so maybe the other half of my dollar was getting my das on, okay, we could talk about it. Lemais, sorry? Insurance?
Yeah, the whole
shiloh
works. Then why
does
it say the same thing? Because
good. Because I'll ask you better. There's a machab in Shinchav Beisivav says, Rabbi, if a person wants to make pieces of cake, desserts for his kids, and he wants to make a raffle, so a whole shiloh about midu mishko minyan on Shabbos, for kids you're allowed to do it, for achem and Allah do it. But Zokta Machaba, if you've been raffling off a mana gedele connect mana katana, this piece of cake is a drop bigger than that piece of cake, Zokta Machaba, it's also to do because it's mesach because you can't even do it b'chol, you can't even do it with your kids. I said Zokta Machaba, Kapaskin and Shulchan Aruch, it's also because of mesach b'kovya. L'chayro, the father gave up that piece of cake. The question is just which kid's going to win the cake, but that cake is a goner. So look, how does it pass Mesachik Bekuv over there? You have Gemiris Das. Better than that whole Mechaba, truth be told, is anyway Shreya, because we pass Mesachik Bekuv, it's not a problem. So why does Mechaba bring down Mesachik Bekuv, it's a problem? Good, but the Mechaba in Shinayin also doesn't go with the Rambam. He also argues with the Rambam. Chokolav, the hell, it's not like the Rambam. Now, is he not possible this? You have to know. But the Mefarshim already asked over there in Maroch and Avram, the Mefarshim already asked what's going on. Lechayim Mesachik Bekuv is not a problem. We hold it's not a problem. But at least, you have this problem. What happened to the Ramah? Lechay, you gave up lechlutin. You're never going to get that piece of cake. Okay, one more, rabbis. I know I'm going to shtickle over time. I want to tell you a story of the Erech Shai. The Erech Shai is in Kuf Ayin Gimel Siv Beis. The Erech Shai had a story also of such a raffle that everyone has to put in a number. They buy the number for a dollar and they put it in a lottery, and whoever wins and gets the thing. So Erech Shai over there says, Lechay, it should be asmachta. Maybe they're getting, you have to know if you're getting a chefetz, if you're getting the money back, but fine. Zakti is lechay should be a smakta. And he says, no, it's not a smakta because of taisis, because you have the minig, and the minig kibbutz shanogu, it's not a problem. And then he says, but his case was where one person took a number in the raffle and didn't pay for his ticket, and yet kavana, it was given to him, al das, he's going to pay afterwards. And pum, that guy won the raffle. So Eric Shai, lechay, we have a problem here. Because had he lost the raffle, you wouldn't be able to be mechayvim to give you the dollar, because you didn't give him anything. And bediba slatcha, like the smasas of kol ha-megimel. Even bechayganum, there's no smachta, but if there's no kinyan, you don't owe the money bediba. So on the tzadi would have lost. He wouldn't have had to pay the dollar. So on the he could have been choiza. He didn't have to pay the dollar. Oh, he went, why don't he say that's the chalois?
There's no yeah. Kenyan.
There's a kenyan nischist.
He owes, that's nothing. That's not a kefet. I didn't buy anything. Yeah, he doesn't. Maybe he got the aliyah.
He got a chance to play.
But the schist can't be worth it.
And he says, hey, yois, the buyer could back out. So Mamela, the moisid, could also back out, because it's lux to me that said, you could back and I can't back. And Mamela, he says that the guy never won. He won, but I don't have to carry through the deal, because since you didn't have to carry through the deal on your side, I don't have to carry through the deal with my side. All right, Rabbi, to be Messiah, ki yaduo, the Mechab in Shinayin, who says, by Mezakeh B'Kuvyeh in Akum, there's no problem. I mean, the Mechab goes with the Ramlet, and Mezakeh B'Kuvyeh would have been a problem, but with the Goy, it's not a problem. But then if you're Zoyz with the Goy, it's still a different problem. You say this to Karabim, ki yaduo, ava yesh by Issa Oisik B'Dvarim B'Telim, shein royu la'odom, sheyasa kol yomov ele b'divri chokma v'yeshuvu shel oylam. From over this at Kaposha Minikasra's Akhraina, we do Mesakah B'Kuvya, but the Rambam holds, the Mechab holds that even when it's, so to speak, even if it's not a problem, Mesakah B'Kuvya, we have a new problem. You're being Oisik in things that are not be Yeshiva Shalayim, a person should only be Oisik with the Rechokhma, and Re'orcha Shuchin and Re'zayin Siflamet Hey over here says the Gavalda Gazak and the quote over his Lashon, Umi Gever, Asher Lo Yochel Shal Divir Rabbeinu Elu, the Rambam and the Goyis Mordechai or Paskin, that there is a problem with Mesakah B'Kuvya. Of a prat sheyesh bezem moishiv leitzim v'har be'aveiz chemurus nimshak meschei kakovyo v'shoim anaf sheyerachik mizeh v'tov alav roka. So for sheyitzoch, we can never say that there's a minig in klai so to play kvitloch. Havad, it's a thing which is rochik from a shkofes Yisrael and it shouldn't be done. But l'may say great, you want to know, is it kayim mesakeh b'kuvyo l'cher? We pass on the pricing. I already said, we're noigin. Amos says actually in two places, the Lashon Amos that we, it's l'chatchila. You could do it. It's not even you have that problem. Okay, but it's still, Leidikus play, Anoshim Chachomim do not play with silly things and don't waste their time and things with Enim Yeshuvim Chalem. Boisei Sheava, Lichtig Chanukah, Feilichin Chanukah.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.